Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Chrissy. I am of the people familiar with love, and I welcome you to this episode of the book club. I am diligently searching and taking to the happy. That's my new thing for life. Happy. Thank you, God. I can actually hear. The last thing I do, I want to make that happen for myself. And I'm going to get my theme song in place. I am determined. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm really jamming to my favorite theme song tonight, and that is Happy, and I'm not sure that you can hear it, but at any rate, it's doing the job for me, and if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get Happy uploaded to my show, and I am going to hear Happy over the airwaves as I do my thing. But until I get that all handled, I will have to go on with the show. As I said to tonight earlier, the episode of tonight's show is entitled Calls to Happy. And as I was preparing for this episode of the book club tonight, I heard, or I should say, I saw on the web a great subject base, if you will, entitled 16 Science Fact Ways to Be Happier. And I found scriptures, and everything is geared toward happiness. That being said, I am going to share from these 16 science fact ways to be happier. And the number one way to be happier is to eat clementine. And this statement goes on to say that the very scent of this fruit is one of the most positive and arousing things you can smell. According to a study conducted in the Journal of Clinical Sciences, eating clementine is a great, great, great way to arouse positive things and positive feelings and get you on the road to happiness. And as I said, tonight's episode. The next thing is light a vanilla candle, a vanilla scented candle. In the same chemical scent study, participants ranked the smell of vanilla beans right up there with clementine as a super uplifting scent that's even more relaxing. And clementines, I don't know how many of you are aware or what a clementine is, but a clementine is an orange. It's a type of orange. It's a mandarin and another type of very sweet orange that is inbred together. And it is very familiar in the form of the cutie. And there again, I don't know if you don't have children in your life, then you might not even know what a cutie is. But a cutie is a cute little orange that little children can peel themselves. It doesn't have seeds. The skin comes off very easy, and there's no mess all over the place. And it's a very tasty, very vibrant, fragrant, if you will, orange. So that's an orange that is referred to as part of the Clementine family, and it is a very good scent that enhances positive and it arouses those things that make you happy. Now, I have a question for those of you who might be listening to this episode of Becky Book Club or who will listen to it in the future. Do you have a happy walk? If you have a happy walk, then your happy walk will get you into your happy zone, if you will. Instead of slumping over and walking around with a frown, stand up straight, roll your shoulders back, put a little hop in your step, imitating a happy walk. And you can actually make yourself happier, according to the study. So far we have eating a clementine, lighting a vanilla-scented candle, and now we have introduced happy walk. How many of you have a happy walk? And I tell you, that song, Happy, oh, my God, that does it. I don't know about the rest of you, but we'll be coming to that in a very, very soon in this episode. Now, the next thing, the number 4 of the 16, it says to make your desktop or your phone background green, the color green, the calming color green is associated with happiness. It gives peace and comfort and hope and excitement, which means it still will improve your mood more, even more than the sight of your latest selfie. So get some green in your background. Green, the color green in your background, on your desktop, you know, somewhere in your life, implement the color green because it calms you, it comforts you, it gives you peace and excitement. How about that? Number 5 is clear your desk. Clear your desk because clutter elevates stress levels. Organizing yourself can be the perfect antidote for a bad mood. It literally clears the way for better vibes. How about that? And for those of you who have the luxury, call your mom. Ensures us that the very sound of mom's voice can mitigate stress and muster up the feel-good hormone, oxytocin. Two things that pave the way for happy feelings, according to an experiment in which researchers purposely stressed the crap out of girls and then let them call their mom. And afterwards, the daughters who called their mom felt just as good as the girls who got to actually call their moms in person, which is good to know because if you move out of home at an early age and you're away from home for a long period of time, sure, you're going to miss mom, especially those of us who have had good relationships with our mom or have good relationships with our mom, we're going to miss our mom. And so this call to happy episode, if you will, is telling you that a call to mom will enhance your happy. It will muster up that feel-good hormone. It will mitigate stress. So the talk to mom works compatibly to the actual hug and the physical, the face-to-face. And so give your pet a little love. Give your pet a little love. Now, what about those people who are allergic to pets? You know, one of my kids, when they were younger, they had an allergy to long-haired cats, long-haired animals. And my granddaughter has that same allergy to long-haired animals. So what do you do if you're just allergic to animals, period? Pet dander, any such thing that is connected with a pet, and you, every time you go around the pet, you're sneezing your head off. Would that also make you happy? Go figure. But at any rate, this material is encouraging us to give our pet a little love, because this same science said that when we're feeling irrationally euphoric, just look at those guys and try not to smile. Because most of us can agree that animals do some of the darndest things, and some of it is quite cute. Now, I don't know what school of training you came through, rearing you came through, because it's not politically correct anymore, supposedly, by today's society to allow ourselves to be considered children trainers, because society today said that trainers for animals. But at any rate, if you came from the school of thought and rearing from the 50s, 40s, 30s especially, you were taught to say thank you and all of that. And this material says that Mom was right about this. While researchers know that materialism can make people miserable, gratitude can curb the effect. According to recent research, so jot down a quick thank you note, even if it's just thank you for being you, you'll feel way better about buying that new bag for yourself. Now, if you're not a shopaholic, you're not one who likes to run to the store and shop, and that is not me. So, you know, I would do the thank you, but that wouldn't give me an okay to go and shop and spend money when I had plenty of it or a little bit or not. I'm just not a person who likes to just go and shop. You know, I don't need any shop therapy. I shop when I need things. But for those who need shop therapy and for those who like to shop, there you go. Say thank you and then go and reward yourself with a nice, big, new something. Swap mopey music for happy music. And I was trying to do my doggoneness to get you into my happy zone by listening to my happy theme song tonight, but it didn't quite work out. But they're encouraging us to swap our mopey music for upbeat stuff. And that thing, that song, Happy, that is a very upbeat song. It's very popular. Since it came out about a year plus ago, that song has been viewed by 6 million people, I believe the number said, and 200 downloads, or 2 million downloads or something to that effect. That song is very, very, very popular. Very, very popular. So think about it. There has to be a reason for it. You know, there has to be lots of people that agree that that happy song is the bomb diggity. We by now all know Purnell, and he is the orchestrator of Happy. And I like that cute little movie, too, with those little, whatever those things. But my granddaughter has a couple of those that people have given her over the time, and they have that goofy laugh, like those little caricatures on the movie hat. They actually got a little stuffed thing that you match its belly, and it does that really crazy little laugh that those things did. But at any rate, back to the subject at hand. So we're going to give our pet some love. We're going to say thank you. We're going to call our mom. We're going to clear our desk. We're going to make our desk and phone background green. We're going to do our happy walk, light a vanilla scented candle, and eat clementines, which I said, for those who might have missed it earlier, clementine, oranges, or perfect example is the cutie. I don't know if you've checked out the cutie yet. You got children in your life, I'm sure you have. But if you don't, you might not have. But they are cute little, very flavorful oranges that are easy to peel and have no seeds. And so now, again, swap mopey music for upbeat music. People who listen to positive music while trying to be happier are more successful than people who listen to any old playlist, according to research conducted at the University of Missouri, which makes sense. Songs like this cannot improve your outlook. Buy an experience instead of stuff. That's the number 10 to make one happy. Buy an experience instead of stuff. Not to throw shade at your shoe collection, but science says buying material things doesn't breed happiness. When you spend money on experimental things, like tickets for a concert or a trip, you benefit from the anticipation, which provides instant happiness that lasts throughout the countdown. The same goes for buying things that provide an experience, like a new song, a book, a podcast. According to a recent study, the idea of purchases should reflect something you truly value, like a book on a topic that generally interests you, not some BS self-help book that's just going to stress you out. But the fact of the matter is, the BS self-help book doesn't stress out everybody. You know, I'm a little quirky. I always have been. I embrace that. I don't sweat it. I don't let anyone make me feel bad about it. It's who I am. And I could really get a good vibe from a quirky BS self-help book. That would be something that I could really get into. I like to do those types of books. And so it wouldn't really stress me out. But I'm not like most people, so I'm kind of a little strange. Give up your favorite food for a bit. That's number 11. Buying an experience instead of stuff was number 10. Buying a concert ticket or a book or something like that rather than a new pair of shoes or some other material thing. It gives you a lot longer lasting happiness. Now, 11 says to give up your favorite food for a bit, not forever, for a bit, so don't get excited. Saving your favorite food for special occasions can help condition your response when you eat them. One study found that people who ate chocolate after they'd given it up for a week were significantly happier than people served the same stuff without any previous food restriction. If the thought of living a whole week without chocolate is enough to send you spiraling, save your after lunch chocolate for a benefit that peaks when you get to dig in. The anticipation should brighten your mood instantly with benefits that peak when you get to dig in. Bask in the daylight. That's number 12. Bask in the daylight. Everyone knows that the blue skies and the fresh air can be a total blessing. Even when you're in the world's worst mood, when you can't get outside, open the blinds or turn on some light. In a study where older adults suffering from depression were exposed to either 1 half of pale blue light or 1 hour of dim red light, the placebo every morning for 3 weeks, the blue light improved people's mood, reduced their stress more than the dim red light, with results that lasted into the evening. White light will do the trick, too. The brighter, the better. So that's good to know that light, if you're not able to get outside, you can bask in light. The blue skies and the fresh air will do a total blessing and reviving of the body. But even when you're in the worst mood, this will work. But if you're older and handicapped, not able to get restricted in your movement, you can open up the blinds. You can turn on a white light. The brighter, the better. You can turn on a red light, but it's not as effective as the white light or the blue light. So light can be substituted for daylight, and it gives you the happy effect also. Number 13, it encourages us to speak up when someone is pissing you off. Instead of being passive aggressive to your boyfriend or complaining about him constantly to anyone who will listen, just say, babe, it bothers me when we leave the bed unmade. It bothers me. Just put it out there. Don't sit there and sulk. Don't bitch and moan about him all day behind his back. Let him know that he's doing something wrong. Maybe the brother man don't even know that he's doing something wrong. You know, be a kind of special. They need to know when they're doing wrong because they really are clueless a lot of the times. I don't really think they do things maliciously. A lot of the times, I think they're just pretty clueless. Things don't affect them the way they affect us. Like I was watching this movie earlier, one of many movies that I have, and Mordia was saying that men think with their whatever, and women think with their head. So we're always in our head and thinking and plotting and, you know, looking at every little thing and dissecting every little thing. And men do most things without even thinking about what the heck they're doing. So we shouldn't take those things so personal, especially if we're not speaking up. So speak up when someone is pissing you off. Instead of being passive-aggressive, complaining about something to someone else, anyone who will listen, just say, babe, it bothers me when you, and fill in the blank, whatever it be. Doesn't make up the bed, doesn't turn the toilet seat down, doesn't do whatever. When you're the last one to get out of it, can you please make it? Expressing some suction complaint to the person who can fix them can help you resolve the issue ASAP, which paves the way for happiness. That's here to stay, according to a study recently published in the Journal of Social Psychology. Think about what you're doing right this second. Letting your mind wander makes you substantially less happy than focusing on the task at hand. According to over 650,000 real-time reports collected by the Track Your Happy iPhone app, which monitors people's happiness in real time. So remind yourself you are reading this article. Hello and welcome. Think a mile a minute. That's number 15. Research shows that quick, varied thinking can lead to elation. So quick. Who are the 10 people in your life you're most grateful for? Beyonce, her husband, uncles, brothers, sons, nephews, superiors, pastors, deacons, elders, checker at the grocery store, I don't know. But at any rate, they encourage you to think quickly and name 10 people in your life that you're most grateful for. What are the 12 best gifts you've ever received? What are your first 5 teachers' names? I was trying to remember that as I was preparing to do this show tonight, and I tell you the truth, I could remember 4 of the 5, but I couldn't remember that 5th one to save my skin. Not so far. Just try in one study, people. Listen to music with the intention of improving their mood and made more headway on the happiness scale than people simply who listen without making an effort. You have to want it to win it, people. You have to want it to win it. You have to desire to be happy, because it really doesn't matter if you are determined to be a grump and a grouch and a meanie and whatever other term one could think of for someone who never smiles, is always growling and grumping at everybody. You know what I mean? You can listen to that music. To you, that's probably no happy music. But then again, I'm not sure of that because I find that even grumpy, grouchy people have some type of music that they like to listen to. It's probably something that they listened to way back when in the day when they were young people or whatever, and, you know, they were doing their thing and they were the Mac Daddies and whatever, you know. And so even now in their latter days, they will have their music that they like to listen to. I don't really agree with that one, that you have to really work at it and want to, because I think we all have those certain songs, those certain things, those certain foods, you know, certain other things that really turn up our happy, you know, and it's different things. As they say, different toasts to different folks. So that being said, I do believe, I agree with most of these 16 things as being a very strong possibility of a way to enhance our happiness. And so there you go. You've heard it on the book club. Now, if you are a surfer of the web, you could very well see something exactly like this on the web. And you could run through the process yourself and see what you come up with. As we're getting ready to go, share Deuteronomy 33 and 29. It says, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help." The shield of thy help. "And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." Thou shalt tread upon thy high places. Well, as we get ready to go to the end of another grand, delicious episode, I would like to say that I hope we have shared something with you tonight that has enhanced or returned your happy. And with that being said, we are going to start wrapping it up here as we try to share one more time. We're just determined not to give up. As we try to share one more time our theme. Our theme for this episode and others is happy. Try to share a little happy with you. Not sure if you've heard it, but at any rate, I hope that you find some way to make you happy. Return with a vengeance. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. And I hope you have a good night. Good night, all.
Thank you.